What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Wednesday, March 29th, 2017, almost to the end of the month here. And we have got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. A little bit of a kerfuffle earlier today in our nation's capital. Apparently, a woman drove her vehicle into a U.S. Capitol Police cruiser. Not sure if it was an accident or intentional. Turned around, fled, struck another car, was taken into custody during the course of the chase. Shots were fired. They're not exactly clear whether it was the police or whether she was firing, but it gave the news something to look at, and apparently the shots were fired near the Botanic Gardens in Washington, D.C. So that was a little bit of upset. The big news, though, and you're not going to see this on the corporate media. Corporate media was going ballistic over the shooting at our nation's capital. Oh, my goodness. We have seen in recent months this constant pounding, Russia hacked the DNC computers, Russia hacked the election, just on and on and on. Came from the Hillary campaign, came from the Democrats, came from the liberal snowflakes, the whiners, the corporate media, nonstop. Russia hacked the election, Russia hacked the election. Even though the indications were that the DNC emails were an internal leak, quite possibly by Seth Rich, who was killed under strange circumstances shortly thereafter. But what's really going on here is the entire case rests on this one company called CrowdStrike. And CrowdStrike worked for the DNC, and they are the ones who said Russia broke into the Democratic computers. We know it for a fact. We're experts in this field. Now, the FBI was not allowed to look at the servers. They were just asked to take CrowdStrike's word for it. The corporate media just take CrowdStrike's word for it, and everybody ran on it. And they've been treating it like it's an absolute, unquestionable fact that Russia hacked the DNC. Now, CrowdStrike's credibility in this claim rested on their claim that they had used the same methodology to prove that Russia had hacked into the Ukraine's military computers and were able to carry out some mischief there involving howitzers. Unfortunately, other computer security companies around the world, other experts have been looking at CrowdStrike's work and saying it's completely bogus. Their methodology is flawed. They don't really know what they're doing. And as a result, as of today, CrowdStrike has revived and retracted statements regarding this Ukrainian situation on which it based its claim that it was certain Russia hacked the DNC emails. This is big, big news. CrowdStrike has destroyed their own credibility. They're not able to find Russian hackers either in Ukraine. And because they made a big point of saying we used the same methodology, we found these hacker names like Teddy Bear or something nonsensical like that. Their entire case that Russia hacked the DNC has just evaporated. It's just evaporated. And Hillary's campaign, the Democratic liberals, the corporate media just had the rug yanked out from under them. And they're all tumbling around and trying to figure out what they're going to do now because the entire case for Russian hacking just evaporated. And now we've got members of the Democratic party in Congress are out there trying to recover by saying, okay, CrowdStrike was wrong, but we know the Russians did it because this, and they're trying to use all these coincidences and suppositions and trying to build a circumstantial case. They're raising on a busted flush here. They've got nothing. They have got absolutely nothing to back up this ridiculous story. And that's probably the reason why we've been seeing this incredible pressure to get Nunes away from the Russia investigation, because they know he's not going to find anything. Nunes is going to stay. Now we have rumors that the Democrats on the Intelligence Committee may choose to not participate. They're just going to walk out the door. So long, goodbye, you were just getting in the way anyway. At which point, of course, the Democrats will scream that this is obviously a GOP witch hunt. That's a GOP, it's highly partisan. Well, the only reason it's partisan is because the Democrats are interfering in getting out. I mean, it's all falling apart here. So now, with the big Trump-Russia scandal lying in pieces on the floor, it's time to go on back to those scandals where there actually is evidence of what happened. And Donald Trump is back out there on Twitter saying it's time to start investigating the Clintons. We're going to do a quick shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And we started our show today with the complete discrediting of CrowdStrike's claim that Russia hacked the DNC or the election. That's now in tatters. They've blown their own credibility wide open. And so now it's time to just stop all this hue and cry over this complete hallucination of Russian hacking the DNC or Russia hacking the election. And remember, all the election fraud that was ever found favored Hillary Clinton. So the story just doesn't make any sense at all. Russia hacked the election to help Donald Trump, but every hack found helped Hillary Clinton. So Donald Trump is out there on the warpath. He's out there on Twitter, and I presume he's probably making a few phone calls over to Attorney General Sessions, saying it is time to start investigating the scandals involving the Clinton Foundation, the email server, for which there is evidence, more than evidence. FBI Director Comey admitted in that public hearing where they said, we're not going to bring any charges. No reasonable prosecutor who wants to stay alive would bring charges against the Clintons. But he admitted in that hearing, Title 18 felony violations committed by Hillary Clinton. And that's where the focus needs to go on. Trump is out there pointing out the hypocrisy of this Russian interference investigation while just pretending that the Uranium One deal didn't exist, where Hillary Clinton, as Secretary of State, facilitated the sale of 20% of America's uranium resources to a company that is jointly owned by Russia. At the same time, Russian money was just pouring into the Clinton Foundation. It's criminal levels of corruption. And the Democrats in Congress and the Republicans who are compromised by the CIA just looking around, we don't see anything here. We don't see it. We don't hear it. You can't make us. The Democrats are starting to look like those three monkeys. Hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. But it's obvious that there's been crimes by Hillary and by Obama. In fact, Army Chief Lieutenant General Thomas McKierney. McKinnerney, I'll get it right one of these tries, says he is of the opinion Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are in clear violations of the Espionage Act, if for no other reason than they're spying on the Trump administration for political gain. Because it's now, if there is no Russia-Trump connection, if there is no Russia tampering with the election, if there is no Russia hacking the DNC, then the entire reason for the Obama administration and Hillary's campaign to spy on Donald Trump was for political gain. It is Watergate all over. It is Watergate enhanced. It is Watergate on steroids. And the general is basically saying that he thinks Hillary and Obama came up with all this stuff about trying to link Donald Trump to Russia purely as a distraction from their own links to Russia. And yes, that's exactly what they were doing. Now then, Judge Napolitano, good news. As of this morning, he is back on the air over at Fox. He is sticking with his story that the British helped Obama and Hillary spy on Donald Trump. So he won this round against Fox News. And of course, Fox News has got very high ratings right now compared to the other corporate media. And Napolitano is one of the reasons. And I'm sure that Fox wants to be on his good side with the possibility that Napolitano might actually get nominated to the United States Supreme Court. Now, Trump is back out on Twitter launching an attack on the failing New York Times. Just days after giving the paper an exclusive interview about the failure of the healthcare program, and basically reminding everybody about the time the New York Times apologized to its subscribers about the biased coverage during the election, which we all saw. And apparently something, once again, the New York Times did something, got underneath Trump's skin. And he ended by saying, if the people of our great country could only see how viciously and inaccurately my administration is covered by certain media. And it is. And Mr. Trump, or whoever is listening to this show on his behalf, it's time to take the next step and see how viciously and inaccurately all of U.S. history and world history is misreported by the media. Because my biggest complaint against Donald Trump right now is that too much of his worldview is based on what he got from corporate media. And that's all an illusion. He obviously knows the corporate media lied about him. It is time for Donald Trump to make that next mental step and say, what else has the media been lying to us about? Israel versus Palestine? Certainly. 9/11? Absolutely. Vaccine safety? Definitely. GMO safety? Yes. It's time to look at all of that and realize that the corporate media is one of the greatest enemies to the American people within our own borders. And let us not forget, the anti-Semitism surge was out there a couple of weeks ago in the corporate media saying, oh, there's a surge in anti-Semitism. You, the president, must do something about it. You've got to pass laws giving more protection and more privileges to Jews and taking rights away from everybody else. And Trump came on out and said, look, this could all be a hoax. And the media excoriated him. You know, I think if the corporate media could have found some way to actually grab him and publicly flog him, they probably would have done it. How dare you say that anti-Semitism is a hoax? And then, of course, we have that Jewish student who was arrested for all those phone threats about bombs to the Jewish centers. The only anti-Semitism were the hate crime hoaxes and a willing corporate media willing to push this hoax as a fact. And the corporate media were wrong, and Donald Trump was right. And it's another reason why Donald Trump needs to take a very, very good look at the corporate media and what they've been lying to him and to us about all along. Now, remember that Fox News synthetic bovine growth hormone lawsuit? And it revealed something very startling about corporate media in the United States of America. For those who are not familiar with this, Fox News assigned a couple of reporters to do a puff piece on Monsanto's new synthetic bovine growth hormone that Monsanto would come up with. They'd shoot it into cows. The cows would get bigger, produce more meat, produce more milk. Everybody goes home happy. And the reporters discovered that consumers who were consuming the meat and dairy products from the treated cows were coming down with all kinds of weird medical ailments. And they wanted to put that in the story and raise the alarm about it. And, of course, Monsanto, which spends a huge amount of money on advertising all over the media, came on in and said, no, 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 don't you do that. So Fox News ordered the reporters to change the story and take out the health concerns. The reporters refused, and Fox News fired them. And the reporters sued, and they lost on appeal. When the judge ruled that there is no law that compels the corporate media to tell the truth to their audience, to their readership, to their viewers, none. Therefore, the management of corporate media can order the prostitutes and the whorespondents to lie to you. And if the prostitutes and whorespondents refuse to lie to you, they can be legally fired for cause. And that tells you all you need to know about the corporate media today. I think one of the best things Donald Trump could do is push for a law that says, yes, the corporate media must be truthful with the American people. That was the implicit deal in that First Amendment freedom of the press, to allow the media to tell the truth without fear of repercussion. What we need now is a law that has a fear of repercussion for lying to the public. Honest error, we understand that will happen. But deliberate lies, we the people ought to have a right to sue the corporate media when they lie to us about things like Saddam's nuclear weapons, or Assad's sarin gas, or vaccines are perfectly safe, or GMO is good for you, or any of the other thousands and thousands of hoaxes, frauds, and deceptions that we are fed day after day after day after day. Hillary Clinton has surfaced again, and apparently she raised a few eyebrows because she was wearing this very bizarre purple suit. All of a sudden, purple is their color, imperial purple, the color of the emperors. And she was described as dressing like the Joker from the Batman comic books, and came on out calling for resistance of the new administration and saying Trump's policies are putting pressure on illegal immigrants and refugees, and they're you know, it's putting pressure on voter suppression and all this other stuff, which is all actually true, but that's what's supposed to happen. Secure borders, vetting of refugees, and yes, we need to address the vote fraud issue in this country before the next election. And she's all out there screaming like these are bad things. But Hillary's out there attacking every single thing Trump has done. Then she goes after Sean Spicer because apparently Spicer had an argument with April Ryan, and Ryan was just refusing to let go of her liberal ideology and shaking her head, and Sean Spicer said, that's an indignity in this office. And that was it. And Hillary's out there saying, oh my goodness, it's an attack on women. Look, he's mansplaining again. He's doing this. Hillary Clinton just set a new standard for sore loser. Michael Moore is out there he's gone over the top. Shark, meet Michael Moore. Michael Moore, meet Shark. Michael Moore is out there saying that Donald Trump is going to bring about the extinction of human life. That President Donald Trump is an extinction level event. Now, you need to understand something about the human-caused global warming hoax. All of the people who were involved in it are invested in the companies that make money off the global warming hoax. Renewable energy companies, even though they're failing left and right, they do make money for a while. And they're seeing their investments drop in value because of Donald Trump's executive order. And so they're on the warpath. How dare you cut off the money I'm making off this hoax? You're a threat to all mankind. Now, Maxine Waters, who is rapidly becoming the best argument for competency testing for all legislators, actually got up on the House floor and ranted about how anybody supporting Donald Trump is being unpatriotic. Think about that for just a minute. According to Maxine Waters, if you support the President of the United States of America, you are being unpatriotic. That's where Maxine is coming from. Noam Chomsky, who's flying over that shark with Michael Moore, is out there saying Trump may stage a false flag terror attack to build his support and change the government fundamentally. Well, we know that the New World Order are doing that all over the place, and we expect them to try that here. But, oh, no, no, Chomsky's, no, it's going to be Trump. Donald Trump is going to do the false flag, not us. We would never do a thing like it. Yes, one of our guys was phoning in the bomb threats to the Jewish senators, but we would never, ever do a false flag attack. Well, yes, we did attack the USS Liberty, but that was long ago. I mean, it really is amazing. Now, just think about something. 20 months of opposition research on Donald Trump, and all they've got on him are these fake Russia charges. You think about that for a minute. We'll be right back. Our sponsors.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all-natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high-quality, all-natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined, natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to stonecityfarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's stonecityfarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on for the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we should be at the point where Americans are beginning to realize that with precious few exceptions, such as Cynthia McKinney, Dr. Ron Paul, Donald Trump himself, the overwhelming majority of people who are seeking these positions of power and authority are doing so with criminal intent. Former Congressman Steve Stockman, Republican from Houston, has been indicted on numerous charges related to receiving donations under false pretenses. Why aren't they going after Hillary on that one? His aide is also accused of using a nonprofit entity to secure donations for Stockman's campaign. Again, we should go over to Hillary with that one. And apparently it's a 28-count indictment. They are crooks. Most of them get away with it. The dumb ones do not. All right, let's go over to the war zones because there's a lot of stuff going on over there. It is beginning to look more and more like the United States is getting ready to partition Syria. The U.S. forces have reached a certain point that lines up with the proposed border of that part of the new Kurdistan. And they have halted. They're standing right there. And this is such a hypocritical development, because apparently it's perfectly okay to break Syria into pieces, but Russia stole Crimea. We don't recognize the right of the Crimean people to vote for independence and to vote to merge with Russia. Therefore, Russia stole them. We have to respect the boundaries of the country. Remember when Obama actually said that, when all of this stuff was going down about Crimea going away, and Obama is saying, we're going to ignore the vote for independence. We have to respect the boundaries of nations. Well, not really doing it with Syria, are we? And by the way, the new Kurdistan is also going to carve off chunks of Turkey and Iraq. How about respecting their national borders? It's rather ridiculous here. Now, panic is spreading in both Iraq and Syria. Apparently, the escalating U.S. airstrikes are killing record numbers of civilians. And you're not going to see that on the corporate media. They're still obsessing about the poor victims of the terrorists over there in Westminster near Parliament. Oh, we should all feel sorry for them. What about all of these civilians who are being killed in Iraq and Syria? Yeah, who cares about them? You shouldn't care about them. Nah, don't care about. You care about the people we tell you to care about. I actually got an email from a listener the other day saying that the civilian death toll from just the most recent U.S. strike into Iraq was larger than the population of his entire town. And that tells you a lot about what's going on. All right, we're going to start some phone calls here. Linda in Newfoundland, and I may have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Yes, I got a comment about the color revolution, how it's purple. What I think it is the coming together of Democrats and Republicans, red and blue, to take out Trump. And put them two together, colors together, you got purple.
Makes perfect sense to me.
What do you think of that?
Makes perfect sense to me. I said it makes sense. Yeah.
Yep.
I said,
and I'll take your response out there.
Okay, well, my first response was imperial purple,
right,
like you would see with the Caesars, but you could be absolutely right. This symbolizes the Republicans and Democrats coming together to oust this uppity President Donald Trump, who was the choice of the American people, because we don't let the American people choose the rulers of this country. It's just upsetting to all those money junkies.
Nope.
But you're absolutely right. That could be the intended symbolism right there.
Yep, that's what I was thinking. So thank you very much. It's first time caller, so I'm a bit nervous. I'm going to get out the air now.
All right, don't no reason to be nervous. I can't bite your head off from this far away over the wire.
No, you're in Hawaii. I'm way over in Newfoundland. Okay, thank you very much. Have a good show.
Thank you very much. But, you know, obviously Hillary intended to wear that color in that outfit, because if you look at how Hillary has always dressed,
yes,
and you look at the outfit she was wearing for this speech, what a bizarre contrast.
Right, yeah, after the elections, the next morning, her and Bill were wearing purple in their lapels.
Yeah, and
remember?
Like, you know, critics said she looked like she was dressed like the Joker from Batman. We're going to let you go, Linda. Take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Bye-bye.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Here we're going to take another phone call. Brendan in San Francisco, welcome back to the show. What's on your mind today?
That's Brendan, comrade not... Brendan.
Okay.
Mike, I'm just sitting here wondering why Trump and Putin don't have a meeting publicly and just squash all this Russian narrative nonsense. It's clear that it's a whole distraction. We're looking over to the left and they're bombing the heck out of Iraq on the right. Why don't they just settle this? This is just nonsense. We're wasting too much time on this. And Putin and all his corporate buddies could say, yeah, we've been dealing with the Clintons and the Podestas and they're total scumbags. And here you go. And just end that.
Well, the problem with that is twofold. You know, Trump's already denied all this stuff, and of course, the Democrats and the corporate media are saying, well, of course he's going to deny it. It proves he's guilty. He's denying it. And the same thing would apply to Putin. And again, if they were to have a meeting and go public and say, this is what's going on, the Democrats and the corporate media say, see, they're teaming up. We told you there was a connection. We told you they were in cahoots. It's a no-win situation. And Trump and Putin just need to sort of ride this out with dignity, because the whole case for this Russia stuff is falling apart. with CrowdStrike literally having to pull back and admit they were wrong in their methodology. That was the entire foundation for all this screaming we've been seeing about Russia hacked the DNC. And I think now would be a time to go on back and say, we need to take another look at Seth Rich, what he was doing for the DNC, and why it was that he got killed near his house at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Right, but you know there's going to be a paper trail, particularly if there's stocks that have been traded as compensation to Podesta. There is a paper trail, and the point I'm trying to make is I'm looking at, like, Democracy Now!, which I stopped listening to after the campaign when I saw what they were doing to Trump, but they're still calling it, like, supposed and using these terms, like, still trying to emphasize that there's fact to some Russian narrative, and so I'm assuming other you know, corrupt media are doing the same thing. So long as they can keep their people in their ghettos in the mind of what's happening, they're furthering their agenda. Whereas if they produce papers saying, look at all the stock transactions and the uranium, and these documents, I'm sure, have signatures, and Russia would just simply produce them and say, this is what happened, enough of this. And then we can look at Trump now and say, stop continuing the Obama agenda in Iraq and bombing the heck out of these poor folks. I mean, wasn't it Trump that said...
Let me cut in here in a little bit and address a couple of things you've said. First of all, there already is a paper trail regarding Podesta. He's looking at jail time for lying on his disclosure forms. The question is, somebody's got to make the decision to go ahead and prosecute him. There's certainly a paper trail about the Uranium One deal. Again, it's just getting support to go after and prosecute the various people. And so we don't need to worry about the paper trail. It exists. As far as the corporate media is concerned, though, they will never, ever report it because they are pushing the agenda. And they're going to go on lying about Russia hacking the DNC and Russia hacking the election, even in the absence of any evidence whatsoever. They're going to try and use rumor and innuendo. We've already got Adam, what's his name, is up there in Congress trying to create a purely circumstantial case for stuff that was going on about this. And it really has reached ridiculous points. I'm beginning to think Sean Spicer may actually read my website, because over the last couple of months you saw me do up this little cartoon with Donald Trump at dinner with a bottle of Russian dressing on the table. And I did one with Hillary saying we've got proof of the Russian connection. And I did a more recent version with Rachel Maddow saying, oh, we've got proof of the Russian connection. And Sean Spicer actually took the White House press corps to task today, saying, you guys are looking for Russian connections anywhere. If Donald Trump used Russian dressing, you'd say that was the Russian connection. And you know how petty and desperate and pathetic the corporate media have become? You know, they're out there now saying, well, Mr. Spicer, Russian dressing isn't really from Russia. It's from Nashua, New Hampshire.
Right.
And they only call it Russia. And see, you are completely... And it's so totally beside the point of what Spicer was trying to say, but that's how the corporate media is operating.
I know that someone's been listening to your show, because during the campaign, I was the first person that I recall mentioning waste, fraud, and abuse to fund some of these things that Trump was planning on doing. And the very next day, I heard out of Trump's mouth, waste, fraud, and abuse. And people could go back and look this up. And I thought, hey, man, this is fantastic. Someone's listening. And that's why I'm so miffed at Trump for just throwing more money at the Pentagon and saying, why don't we even just question where some of these trillions of dollars are gone missing? There's a frustration there on my part. And then just these exploits in Iraq again. We're following the playbook of the past administration. It's very frustrating now to watch this go down.
Okay, yeah, it is very, very frustrating. It's intensely so.
Okay, Mike.
All right, we're going to let you go here, and we're going to switch over to Laura in Michigan. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I wanted to ask you a question.
I
vaguely remember a couple of years ago that there were bugs found in the congressional cloakroom, and nobody has mentioned that. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, we were talking about it just yesterday. It was when the CIA was caught bugging the Congress during the hearings into the use of torture in Iraq. And more than that, they tried to break into the computers of the investigating committee and delete the evidence.
Right. I think that should be brought up more. People don't remember that. They got to realize how dirty the CIA actually is.
Oh, absolutely, up to their neck in drug running, assassination, and totally rogue, totally out of control of the civilian government right now.
And Donald Trump has got to clean out those spooks. Also, what the public needs, we need to see a few people doing a perp walk with orange jumpsuits and handcuffs.
I agree with you on that one. I absolutely agree with you on that one.
Yep. I think that would give a big boost to everybody if they could see that happening.
I would certainly improve my spirits definitely would want to see that happen. Again, though, you have to walk a very fine line because you're dealing with scandals and secrets of such a severe nature that it could destroy the government in the eyes of the American people. And that's why you will have everybody joining ranks to keep these secrets hidden. Even worst enemies will cooperate together because they want to keep their jobs. They want to keep the paychecks. They want to keep the power and the privilege and all the corruption. They want the corrupt system to keep on going because it benefits them so much. And again, they're all saying, well, if Hillary was outed as committing espionage as Secretary of State, I'm going to lose my job. So even though I can't stand the sight of Hillary Clinton, I'm going to try and help keep this covered up. That's what the mechanism that's going on.
Okay. Exactly. Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. We're going to let you go and get on back to the news here. Apparently, the Syrian Arab Army and National Defense Forces have recaptured the villages of Jub, Mahdi, Zakiya, and Razm al-Kamish Ash-Sharpi from the ISIS terrorists in the Deir Hafer Plain. And this is in the northern province of Aleppo. Aleppo itself is kind of calming down. They're pushing northward. They're advancing on the Jira military airbase. They're going to recapture that. Now, over in Homs, 500 of the formerly U.S.-backed terrorists have accepted Bashar al-Assad's pardon, his amnesty deal. They've laid their arms down. They're going back to civilian life and offend no more. So this is going to be over very, very quickly. But as I said before, we're seeing indications that the U.S. is going to simply go on in there with a big knife and carve off a huge chunk of Syria, whether they're going to call it a safe zone or a buffer zone or whatever all else. They're going to carve it on out and save it to be part of the eventual Kurdistan. And again, the hypocrisy and double standard is stunning because remember when Obama said we must respect the borders of nations. They're inviolable. When he was talking about Crimea, and yet here we have the U.S. getting ready to carve out chunks from Syria, Turkey, and Iraq to create a new Kurdistan. So again, it's all double standards. It's all gobbledygook. It's all double talk here. And I'm not the only one thinking so. Russia insider, U.S. proxy set stage for Syria Balkanization. And that's certainly something that Israel has been lobbying for. Israel wants all of the neighboring countries in the Middle East to be broken up into little tiny nations smaller than Israel itself is so that Israel can push them around with the threat of nuclear annihilation. And it's a very, very tense situation because right now, according to an article in 12160.info, Russian and American troops are within hand grenade range of each other in Syria. One mistake, one lost temper, one reckless moment, and we're going to have open warfare between Russian and American troops. This thing is a disaster waiting to happen. Now, Russia is asking the United Nations Security Council to do something about the recent deadly U.S. airstrike on Mosul that killed more than 200 civilians. Because it is a war crime. When you just go on in there and you're dropping bombs and you're not picking your targets, and Russia has a right to go to the Security Council. Unfortunately, as long as the United States has a veto there, nothing will be done. But Russia's trying to play by the rules here in the face of a country which has abandoned all rules. We're going to take another phone call. Ramsey in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm fine.
You see, sir, I want to ask you a question. See, I don't watch much television. Like most of the time, I'm like on the road working and all that. But see, sir, I called in on Sunday. I spoke to one of the RBN hosts, and he said that it's been proven that the Russians hacked into the election. And then I asked him, and he didn't. He told me call me from the FBI. Gave a speech and he proved everything. And I told him I haven't heard anything like that. Can you comment on that? Is that true?
No, what Comey did was he came on out and said that he was willing to accept the word of this CrowdStrike company that Russia hacked the DNC computers because the Hillary campaign refused to allow the FBI's own technical experts to conduct their own forensic investigation. And now, of course, Comey's got egg all over his face with the revelation that CrowdStrike is now admitting their methodology was flawed. They had no real foundation for saying Russia was behind any of this stuff they accused Russia of doing. And so Comey's got egg on his face, and now it's time to start asking serious questions, okay? You're the FBI. You are supposed to be investigating, not sitting back and letting some private company that is financially tied to the object of the investigation to come in and tell you, oh, it's all Russia's fault. And if I were Donald Trump, I would seize on this as being justification to replace Comey at this point. Prior to this moment, if Trump fired Comey for obviously not being supportive of Donald Trump, everybody would say, oh, it's Archibald Cox and Nixon all over again. But with this huge embarrassment where the FBI did not actually investigate the claim of Russian hacking of the DNC, but merely took the word of a company working for Hillary Clinton, which has now discredited itself, that's, to me, would be grounds to ask for Comey's resignation.
You see, sir, so the person who told me that on RBN on Sunday is wrong, then? Russia,
yes.
There's no proof that Russia did anything.
No, there's no proof whatsoever.
And also, sir, I've learned from RBN, I was just reading it this morning, like, while I was on my break, in the early afternoon, Comey got paid $6-7 million from the Clinton Foundation.
I hadn't heard that. That's a rather interesting piece of information.
Yeah, I've read that on the RBN. And also another quick question. Russia, I forget what's the company called, but it was a Russian company, a Russian agency, or whatever. They
gave money
to Paul Manafort. Right?
Uranium One. That was the name of the joint Canadian-Russian company that acquired the rights to 20% of America's uranium resources in this deal. Okay?
And because I've heard that Paul Manafort got money from a company like that, right?
I'm not sure of the fine details of it. I'm not sure where he fits in on that. Okay?
But my question is, Paul Manafort getting money from Russia... As long as it doesn't harm the United States security or international law or anything like that, then Paul Manafort is fine. Because the media is saying Paul Manafort is like the devil because he got money from Russia.
Well, that's the current political climate. Anybody getting any money from Russia, except for Hillary Clinton, is denounced as a Russian stooge.
Yeah, and the same nonsense they said about Flynn.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
All right, we're going to let you go here. Thank you very much for the phone call. Now, the war in Yemen, I'm not even going to call it a war. It's a slaughter. Saudi Arabia is leading it. They've been provided weapons, including depleted uranium weapons by the United States of America. It's a slaughter. It's an extermination. It's a genocide. It's now entering its third year, and the Pentagon is trying to up the ante yet again, because by golly, when we overthrow your democratically elected government and put in a puppet ruler, you will learn to love that puppet ruler, and you will serve that puppet ruler. And if you try and become free again, by golly, we're going to do all kinds of bad things to your country. Apparently, the Pentagon is now asking for deliveries of lethal weapons from the United States directly to Ukraine. There's another example of an absolute failed U.S. foreign policy disaster. And now they want to start giving lethal weapons to Ukraine to use against the Donbass. Meanwhile, the Donbass residents are asking world leaders to stop Ukraine. So that situation is just spiraling completely out of control. Now, we're coming up on a commercial break. And when we come on back, more news, more phone calls here. I tell you, the world, it feels like it's going crazy. We'll be right back.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You've got the money, honey. We got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, apparently, over in Russia, Federation Council Speaker Valentina Matvienko is saying that Russian-U.S. relations are at a record low. Gee, I wonder who brought that about. And I'll give you a hint. Who is it who got upset when Putin took direct control of Russia's private central bank in order to run Russia's public currency as a public utility? Clue number two. Who has been openly longing for a return to the glorious days of the Cold War when they could wave Russians at us and we would soil our pants and salute the flag and fling our money and the lives of our children into whatever war we were told we needed to be doing so at that time, whether it was Vietnam or wherever? If relations between Russia and the United States are at a record low, it's definitely coming from the U.S. side. Now, Vladimir Putin has welcomed a huge Iranian delegation to the Grand Kremlin Palace. And they're going to have comprehensive talks with Putin and other members of the Russian leadership. The choice of venue is sending a message. The Kremlin has many meeting rooms, many places. The Grand Kremlin Palace is the very top. They're sending a message that Russia sees Iran as a very important ally, and they're firming up that alliance. The Russians are real big on protocol. They did not make the decision to use the Grand Kremlin Palace lightly. It was done to send both Iran and the world a message that there is this new alliance. And the message is at least partly intended for the United States and for Israel. If you attack Iran, you are attacking Russia. Remember the Kennedy Doctrine? Any attack on any nation in the Western Hemisphere is seen as an attack on the United States. Putin is turning that around on us. And Iran has announced that Russia is allowed to use Iranian military bases, and which ones they need to use will be decided on a moment-to-moment basis. Now, as you know, the end of this plan that General Wesley Clark blew the whistle on all the way back in 2005 was for the U.S. to conquer or regime change all of the oil-producing nations in the Middle East and shackle them to the U.S. dollar to prop up our failing economy, with the last nation on the list, Iran, which was supposed to be conquered in 2008. They're a little behind the timeline. And so we're starting to see the ramp up of propaganda again. Iran is this, Iran is that, Iran is that. And this one is really weird. This is coming from Russia Insider. The Islamic State is now vowing to destroy Iran for protecting the Jews. This doesn't even make any sense. ISIS is claiming Iran's tolerance for Jews is the reason for all-out war by ISIS on Iran. I swear they're making this stuff up. With a dart. We'll be right back.
Was introduced to this remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies, and to say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies per day, and the cost to the consumer for 9 to 11 servings is about 22 cents per serving, as opposed to over a dollar in the store. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies helps boost the immune system by over 720%, and they also provide a health coach for you at no charge to guide you with any questions you may have. And you can also visit their website for testimonials on balanceofnature.com. So take steps to give yourself better overall health and call them now, toll free, at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com right now. Make sure to let them know you heard it here by using promo code TALK for a special discount. That's balanceofnature.com.
and use promo code TALK.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.